and Tyler Donaldson. In January, the board and management of CHS and Growmark announced they were exploring a possible merger. CHS President and CEO Jay Deberton said a decision has been made.
We went in with it with our eyes wide open by both companies, seeing if there's something more in addition that we do, because we do have ventures together already. And with the conclusion of that work, both by the boards and the management team, where it ended was we aren't going to go any further. We still have ventures together. We'll continue those. They're successful, but nothing in addition to them.
CHS announced second quarter earnings of $170 million last week, down from record financial reports in the past 2 years. Margins are tighter at the farm level. Deberton said that it is beginning reflecting in the crop input purchases.
You know, some input prices have reset. I mean, fertilizer is more reasonable. Some other prices are a bit more reasonable than they had been, but some of the costs are not. I mean, land rents are still high, and some of the input costs remain high. You know, at the same time, we're coming off of a really couple of strong years on farm income, and so, you know, in agriculture, we know that these cycles are part of our life, and that's why, you know, we run our operations, you know, reflecting that and knowing that next year is going to be its own, and I think we are seeing that.
The national